Illinois lawmakers ended their spring session without passing any legislation to address a looming financial cliff for the state's public transit agencies. Metra, PACE, and the Chicago Transit Authority are up against a $770 million budget gap beginning next year. That's raising concerns for commuters that cuts are on the way. Here to share what that'll mean for public transportation is Sun-Times reporter David Struitt. David, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me, Melba.
Well, if it's cuts then, what cuts could potentially be on the table to address the financial cliff?
Well, the transit agencies, and we're talking about the CTA, Metra, and PACE, have been talking about this for almost a year now, that they could face 40% cuts in service if they don't get this $770 million. They have these federal pandemic grants that were kind of letting them continue as they were. They're drying up next year, and they could face, they could lay off close to like 3,000 employees and have to cut service in this doomsday scenario, they say 40%. It could be very bad.
And when might cuts start rolling out then?
So the agencies are going to start planning now for their 2026 budgets. So this summer, they'll be talking about what the cuts could be, but we're not going to see these cuts if they do happen until early next year, possibly in the summer of next year.
You know, the spring session is now in the books, so people are thinking, well, then this is done. The cuts are on the way. But is there anything that can still be done to prevent the transit agencies from facing cuts?
Yes, there's actually a lot that can be done. This was kind of a self-imposed deadline because the transit agencies said they need this money now so they can plan their budgets for next year. But there's nothing stopping the lawmakers from coming during the summer for a special legislative session and passing a stopgap measure. This is what one transit expert told me today, just to get them through the next year until they figure out some type of bigger package or reform for the agencies. There's also the fall veto session. So we're not at the end yet. This is merely one of the big deadlines that they were hoping for some type of funding to be passed, but they didn't.
And what's your sense about the conversation in Springfield? Do Illinois lawmakers want to give the transit agencies more money?
My sense is that they do, and lawmakers have been taking this seriously for over a year. State Senator Ron Villavalem has been holding public hearings over the last year, trying to get some type of consensus about what the reform and the funding might look like. You know, the transit agencies point out that they're not funded at the same level by the state as a lot of other states, and that, you know, the state should pick up the slack and help them with, you know, not just match the funding they have now, but actually increase it so they could have, you know, a level of service that would, you know, there would be a much higher level of service if they got the money they actually wanted. It wouldn't just be the $770 million to fill the gap. They're asking for $1.5 billion to actually give the service that they dream of providing.
And David, before I let you go, remind us how we got here. I know that the federal COVID dollars were running out, but did the agencies not use that time to kind of tighten up their budgets?
So the agencies have been running at a level as if not much had changed. Even though we're in this problem now because ridership has plummeted since COVID and it has not returned. So the agencies just aren't making enough money from the fare box. And yeah, that's why they're seeing this budget gap. The agencies, CTA, Metra, PACE, they said that they've actually been smarter than a lot of other transit agencies across the country in using this money slower than other agencies. So their fiscal cliff that they're talking about is actually much later than a lot of other transit agencies. They've used this money sparingly, and now they're finally hitting the deadline where in 2026 they could face these massive cuts if the state doesn't provide more money.
David, thanks for your time today.
Thanks, Melba.
That's Sun-Times reporter David Struitt.